Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, the Lord bless you. I realize many of you people that are listening to this, old brother, are having a struggle to keep bread on the table, make ends meet. And some of you are out of work and unemployed, and there are those out there that have physical afflictions and are sick. And I want you to know we care. God bless you. We're praying for you. And if you have a special need, physical or otherwise, if you care to just put it on a little old letter and mail it in, while this old preacher will pray for you and the team will pray for you. We believe in prayer. Prayer is the power that moves the hand of God. And He's promised to meet our needs. And sometimes we need to learn to what we can get along without, and we do that, and we tighten our belt, so to speak. And I've tried to live that way, but I can look back across my life and realize not one good thing has we withheld from this old preacher. I'm amazed at what God has done and the joys and the things that were enjoyable that He gave me and the comforts I have. I think of that little old condominium east, Club Estates East over there at 122nd and Main, and it's kind of a cul-de-sac. And I remember when they were putting that in, we lived at 129th, just north of Market, two houses, and had lived there for 30-some years. And, dozen years ago, they started building that condominium, and we could hear them hammering and see over there. And it, on our way out, my wife wanted to go in there and look around. She had me swing in, and a time or two we watched it progress. And it's a beautiful place. They had tile roofs, and when they got the lawns in, it was so nice and green, and they kept it so nice. And she said, I'd like to live in a place like this. And I wasn't any interested in a condominium. You know, I had a big old double garage in my backyard over there on 129th. I built a double garage. It was really a shop because I had to make my own living. The mission that I had started in was working and was going, but we didn't have that much money. And working with Indians, and I knew I could work on cars, and then I could fix cars up to take the Indians. And I had a shop, and I had the know-how and the tools. And I, as district superintendent for a denomination, I formed P&M Supply. It was originally a couple of preachers by the name of Peabody and Melton. They painted and pioneered churches. And when they got a little older and decided not to do that, I took the P&M and put supply after it instead of painting. And I called it Preachers and Missionary Supply. And I bought car parts and tires and sporting goods, you name it. And they gave me wonderful prices. A lot of places helped me, knew it was gospel connected and helping on mission fields and in the churches. And I would buy the parts and fix cars up back there, and I enjoyed it. I didn't want to live in a condominium, and we had our offices all in the basement. It was designed. I drew the blueprints for it, and it was made. And I went to the city fathers and sang my little song to them and what I needed to do, and they okayed it and said, Reverend, if you just stay low profile, get along with your neighbors and don't have a lot of people coming and going, why, we won't bother you. It was zoned as residential, but they kind of grandfathered me in. And I tell you, I got neighbors. I never had a strife with any of them. And for those neighbors across the street, that kid was, was just such a wonderful paper boy. And the Timmons family, and Bruce Timmons never missed with that paper, and it was always up where it belonged, up on the porch and in the box. And it just it was wonderful, and I admired that family across the street. And Sherm and I got to be real close brothers, and now Sherm's about as old as I am. And I slipped home the other day, and there Sherm had come to visit us. And we hadn't seen each other for a long time, and we had such a wonderful visit. But that, we never got in trouble, and I actually, when we got into 18-wheelers and I wanted to paint them the right colors, it was that bright Indian colors, and was actually stock colors from that international truck we bought back in 84, and I loved it. And I wanted the trailer painted, but I didn't have money, so I just backed it into the big double driveway back there, and I painted it. They'd hang you for that today, but I did it. And I remember I put the signs on, and God help me, I'd never sign painted. And I masked, and I painted, and I redid it, and I got it done, and it was beautiful. And I was so happy. And I just winded it up, and a guy come in and said, "What in the world are you doing, preacher?" And I told him, and he said, "Well, maybe you better let me put it on the other side." I just got one side done. Took me 3 days. And he said, "I'm a sign painter." And he put that on the other side, and it took him 3 hours. And well, mine looked as good, no better, but it was just, they were comparable, but where it took me 3 days, he didn't mask or anything, he just painted it on there, and so that's the way it went. And now God's meeting our needs again, and we're making the ends meet, and we're facing some big decisions, but we're not quitting, we're pressing on the upward way, and we're reaching more Indians now than we ever have since we've been First Nations, and I'll tell you, we're reaching places where others aren't reaching anymore, and we're so glad for the privilege of standing in the gap and making up the hedge. And there's such a need out in Indian country. There's room for everybody. So we pray for one another, and we pray, "Come and thy people bless, and Lord, help us that we get the word out." And I'm enjoying the help, the team that's building up. I've been telling you about the Dieters up there in Alaska. That's exciting to me. We're in Alaska. We need to get another load up there, supplies to them. And there's Brother Mark Hufford. He needs to get back. And his little wife took ill, and they haven't been able to get away on that trip yet. They were planning on being on the road by now, on their way back to Indiana to scout it out. And that wasn't the moving day, but they was going to make the plans and get back there as soon as they could. But God's got a reason for it all. I don't know why the delay, but I know that God's timing is always right. And so we'll patiently wait. But while we're waiting, we'll watch. And while we're watching and waiting, we'll work. And bless God, while we're working, we will worship. Come and thy people bless. Direct our steps. And, oh Lord, you build the house. Neighbor, I've learned that if God is building the house, the gates of hell can't prevail against it. There may be those that oppose and those that wish to stop it and wish to get rid of it, but nothing can put their hand on it if God is building the house. And that's all we're asking. God, you direct our steps. Open and close the doors. And thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, the way you're leading. And neighbor, I want to thank God for you. without our team, that's you, you that listen, and keep those letters a-coming, and you're doing it, it's increasing. And I'm glad to, I'll share the figures with you. You're not barred. If you're on the team, we don't care for an army of tire kickers, as a used car salesman say, if you go on a lot, if you want to buy, if you want to help, the books are open. I'll take time to show you everything. God will bless you and God will bless us. So I'm just praising God, and I believe that God has got his hand right on us. I'm conscious of the fact that God has his hand on us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? I'll tell you, neighbor, I just praise God. He's called us to victory, and that's the way it's going. So we praise him, and we thank God for you, and we're praying for your needs. And we'll keep you posted, and we've got that newsletter coming along, and we'll be getting it in the mail, and we'll get another out right away, and we're working all the time on keeping the head and reaching out to the Indians on these mission fields. So God bless you. Let's have a word of prayer this afternoon where you are. I'm making this in a morning period. But dear God, come and thy people bless. Keep your hand on us.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our mission is to reach Native Americans with the gospel of Jesus Christ while also helping with their daily physical needs. If you share our hearts in this ministry, we ask you to first pray for us, and then if you're able, to help us with the expenses associated with our work, including the costs of radio airtime, which can add up rather quickly. We thank you so much for your help, and invite you to listen to the contact information at the close of the program.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.